Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
On this day, 7th July 1974, the Advocate News reported that the first crop over was over. The festivities have ended, the festival is over, the mall is gone, and Broad Street is once more open to the hustle and bustle of traffic. All of the splendor has left the faces of the people. Crop over 1974 is over. 1974 was the first year of the Crop Over Festival of the contemporary period, a plantation celebration held during slavery and emancipation, especially by Barbadians of African descent. Its modern version was organized by tourism. There were at least three reasons for the revival. One, to celebrate formally the ending of the annual sugar crop in Barbados. Two, for the purpose of increasing the tourism trade during the summer season, as this was reported to be the lowest point in the sugar industry. Also, it gave the organizers the opportunity to learn how to design better crop overs in the possible future. In this first year, 1974, a pedestrian mall was created in Broad Street. There were mixed reviews. There were those who stood and sat in and around the city. There was no traffic, as the organizers wanted to give pedestrians the chance to get around without the worry of the city traffic. The mall's presence gave the city goers a chance to enjoy the sidewalk cafes that were provided. However, as there were only three sidewalk cafes, some Barbadians thought the whole thing was absurd, a waste of time and money. Blocking of the streets caused more a hindrance to the motorists than a help. And students stressed that the timing of the new festival, June, was problematic as it was during the period of examinations. Some visitors had no idea of what was happening as they just wandered onto Broad Street. It had to be explained to them. Yet there were elements of this renewed festival that were well received. The pictures in the Advocate featured one of the many landships of the time, with its adult male and female crews dancing the maypole before very large crowds. There was also the popular sidewalk art exhibition held at the Cenotaph, created by the Barbados Arts Council, and many individuals attending the activities held at night. The article ended with a plea that future festivals should not be influenced by foreign culture. If possible, keep it strictly Bajan. Consequently, on this day, 7th July 1974, the Advocate captured the activities of the first crop over of the contemporary period.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.